Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. American chamber music will be our program this week. We'll hear a sonata for violin and piano by Helen Taylor, four humors for clarinet and piano by Elizabeth Virko, Bennett Lipper's 3 for 5 for flute, oboe, bassoon, percussion, and piano, and Stella Sung's Orange Mango Tango for saxophone quartet. This program will begin with serious music and will get progressively lighter as we go, ending with a really fun piece. Helen Taylor was a gifted but little-known American composer born in 1915, whose life was tragically cut short in 1950 when she died in an automobile accident at the age of 34. A cow wandered onto the road in front of a car in which she was a passenger, and she was killed on impact, leaving behind a husband, a young son, and some fine music. Helen Taylor was born in Salt Lake City, one of 6 children in a devout Mormon family. As a child, she loved dance as well as music and was an especially gifted accompanist and improviser. She later worked for Martha Graham as a rehearsal pianist, improvising music to Graham's visions. Taylor graduated from the University of Utah and received a master's from Columbia Teachers College. She then received a fellowship from the Juilliard School. While there, she met a fellow Salt Lake City native, Grant Johannesson, who was destined to become a well-known and highly respected pianist. They fell in love and married. It is not commonly known, but Grant Johannesson was also a promising composer when he was a student. He had been accepted into Paul Hindemith's composition class at Yale and was tempted to go in that direction. Helen was a fine pianist as well as a composer, so they both had life decisions to make when they married. It was ultimately decided that Helen would be the composer and Grant the pianist. Helen, however, was expecting their first child, and so while her career was put on hold, Grant's continued to develop, and because he was frequently traveling, she returned to Salt Lake City and lived with her family. There she became involved in the city's musical life, teaching, performing, accompanying, and composing. Then came the auto accident. Grant Johannesson has written that Helen immersed herself in the climate of the American School of Composers, which included Copland, Harris, Piston, Thompson, and the early Carter. And he says that she incorporated Ute Indian chants, cowboy songs, and the Mormon hymns into her music. There are Creole rhythms in her symphony. Johannesson also brings up the fact that although there were a few women composers around, notably Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, and Helen's near contemporary Ruth Crawford, whom she admired very much, there was scant encouragement 50 years ago for a woman to pursue a composing career. We're going to listen to Helen Taylor's Sonata for Violin and Piano, composed in 1942. I especially like the third and final movement, a jazzy romp complemented by periodic recurrences of Gershwin-esque piano chords and bluesy violin glissandi. It's quintessentially American music, full of vitality and humor. Kelly Clark Parkinson is the violinist and Grant Johannesson the pianist in this recording.